Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts. The
score! Orange and blue representing, I don't care. My husband got all his bear stuff around, we don't care. So, yeah, he talks stuff when we go to stores and everything else. Now he in the process of getting him a shirt made saying, forget the Packers.
forget you.
You know. You know that one song, Forget
Poochie,
You?
Yeah, Poochie was what? She was, I'd say, 9 for 10. You know what? She did her best to not swear on the air today. Shout out to Poochie.
It's her brand.
Inner circle. She's the best.
You just got to keep the hand on the dump button. It's her brand. We all knew it was coming at some point.
We talked about it an hour before the show. We have to prepare for the possibility that Pooch will drop an F-bomb.
She knows.
She knows.
That's the Wiener Circle experience. They could not give us the authentic Wiener Circle experience.
That's right.
But we at least got to talk to them. I hope everybody enjoyed their free hot dogs today. Thanks to Ben Johnson taking his shirt off for the people. We had some fun with that yesterday.
Petey Pablo.
North Carolina.
He is a man from North Carolina. He raised up and took his shirt off.
That's
he just
true.
Didn't swish it around his head like a helicopter.
He might as well have.
I mean, who knows what happened after the cameras went off? Maybe he did.
I still want to know who punched the ceiling. Images. Have we gotten to the bottom of that yet?
Did you ask Kevin when you saw him downstairs, Big Ant?
Excuse me?
I did not ask anyone about any punching of any
Kevin
ceilings.
Was downstairs, a.k.a. Kevin Warren?
Yes.
He is often in this building.
He's in the building today.
I often run into him.
I have not seen anybody else who works, like, has worked with us or does work with us or that we talk about in this building. You guys are always like, oh, I ran into so-and-so. And I'm like, I never see these people.
Well, this time of year, you normally have, like, the big fluffy hat going. You kind of got the headset rocking, like, headphones or something. You're in the zone when you're walking, especially if you're outside.
She's
right?
talking to that one security guy. What's his name? The gentleman. The
Smitty?
Very friendly. Smitty!
Smitty! Smitty! Smitty talks to everybody.
Smitty's got questions,
he's
man.
He's ready for you thoughts? To... No, he wants you to sell his rap CD.
Oh, okay. That's Smitty. All right, because I forgot his name. I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Smitty got a rap CD, huh?
That's
new. I didn't know about that.
Grody, the next time you see him, just ask him about his music.
Oh, I will. I've been taking different angles out of the building lately to avoid the Smitty. I love the Smitty.
I mean, but how pleased could Smitty be right now, though, with the 9-3 Bears?
He wasn't. I talked to him last night.
Oh, he still wouldn't.
I was on my way to the elevator. He's like, you know, Bears, they 9-3. And I'm like,
that's a really good Smitty impression.
Good Smitty. Really
I broke
Smitty.
All the
I'm
rules.
I'm not allowed to do Smitty.
I broke all the rules. This is Anthony Heron laughing. That is Lawrence Holmes.
Hi, guys.
Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to Tyler Buterbaugh. Thanks to Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis. Thanks to all of our guests, Patrick Manley, Tim Jenkins, Nicole Auerbach. We love to have them.
Y'all had a football show today.
Dang. Dude, and how great was it to get Nicole right after Pat Fitzgerald and Lane Kiffin? Like, there's Lane Kiffin talking right now.
And you know Nicole's dog's name?
Wrigley?
Red.
Oh, Red Auerbach.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. He's got his own Instagram account, I believe.
Was Nicole on Twitch today? Her dog?
No.
Okay, all right. I was going to say her dog can occasionally make an appearance if she's on Zoom with
there was a dog today.
That's how I know the name.
Patrick Manley's dog barking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yay. Patrick Manley's dog had hot takes about the Bears.
Yeah, Manley Awards coming up next weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, you're MC.
I am. Bernie's Book Bank. Shout out to Bernie's Book Bank.
Patrick Manley, who shot down my Rex Grossman comp to Caleb Williams. And I'm talking about comparing just the Super Bowl season of Rex Grossman, where he was awesome for about five games. And then from about the Arizona game on down, it wasn't as good, but he was a huge factor. And then not much of a factor. The reason that he shot it down, though, was he said it's because Rex was better than Caleb in 2006 than Caleb is in 2025.
NFC Offensive Player of the Month of September.
MVP candidate.
For Rex Grossman.
You covered that, right, Lawrence?
Yeah, that was the team that I cover, and I will die on this hill. If either Tommy Harris or Mike Brown play in the Super Bowl, the Bears win.
Especially Mike Brown, obvious, for obvious reasons.
Both guys play, they blow the Colts out.
Wow. Wow.
I will die on that hill.
I mean, I can't sit here and fight against that. The Danielle Manning breakdown probably doesn't happen if Mike Brown is out positioning players.
It 100% doesn't happen if Mike Brown is, because he's not out there.
Oh, Danielle Manning would not have been playing.
Right. He would have played, yeah, but he wouldn't have been in that moment. It would have been...
Right. And it hurts that Daniel Manning's legacy is that.
Well, I mean, he was also like one of the, if there was no Devin Hester, we would talk about Daniel Manning's return history with great reverence.
Truth.
He was an unbelievable returner. And the thing is that with Devin, you had a guy that would kind of go this way and that way, and then he'd be gone. With Danielle, he was getting the ball, and he was going to run right through you.
Okay.
If you think about it, they actually had like a really good group of returners during that era.
Zuma?
And you got Azuma, you got R.W. McCorders.
R-Dub.
You got Daniel Manning, you got Johnny Knox.
My God.
And yeah, Johnny Knox on Devin Hester.
I think Knox was just kick returns, I want to say. Or was he punts as
well? Well, he was. I want to say that he was on the field for the Tobe fake that got called. It was stupidly was called a penalty that they pulled off for a touchdown. So I think that he did a little bit of both. But I will die on the hill that if Tommy Harris and Mike Brown play, that game's not even close.
I hate thinking about that. I hate to think that you're right about that.
I hate it too. Yeah. And I've brought it up to Mike. Like, Mike Brown and I have talked about it, and it hurts me to talk about it to him.
Well, he literally gets emotional, mate, and like talking about that. He can't talk about not playing in that game from the times I've heard him without tearing up.
Yes.
But, I mean, that doesn't stop anyone from fumbling the wet football in the Bears run game. You know, it impacts the Bears defense. It doesn't necessarily impact
Cedric
the Bears offense.
Cedric got hurt. Didn't Benson get hurt in that game?
Yeah, Cedric
early?
Gets hurt. So there, you didn't have like your 1-2 punch of him and Thomas Jones. And it's funny because I thought about that game after Friday's game, because the way that the Bears were able to turn Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter sideways in their run game was similar to what Indy did to Tank Johnson.
Oh, my God. The Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, and I couldn't even tell you who was on that offensive line that year.
Jeff
was Saturday still on? Yeah, I was going to say. Jeff Saturday would be the
Saturday
only one.
Was out there.
Jeff
Saturday.
Quentin Nelson wasn't walking through that door in those days. He's now. But I can't think of any of the – can you guys think of any of the old linemen? And
Ryan Dean, former Northern Illinois.
Look at this guy. I knew you could tackle do it.
And the guy that we knew was going to make a difference when he came back, which if you also want to do 2025 Bears vibes, a guy that I have comped Jaquan Brisker to – Bob Sanders. Your guy. Wow. Bob Sanders.
Who should have been on the Bears with a name like Bob Sanders. Can you imagine that?
Bob Sanders.
Put him right next to Todd Johnson, the former safety for the Bears. You remember Todd Johnson?
Well, that Colts offensive line from that era, that initial decade of the 2000s, that's one of the comps that I continue to go to in recent years, of where you didn't need overwhelming talent. You still don't need overwhelming individual talent all over your offensive line. Mm. If you have a scheme that can accentuate the strengths of your players on offense. Like, Peyton Manning wasn't overly mobile, but they constantly moved the pocket. They constantly adjusted tempos. They had all kinds of sprint action and boot action and hard play action and a run game you had to respect, whether it was Marshall Faulk or then, like it on the running back who took over, Miami.
Edgerrin James.
Edgerrin James. When the edge showed up, you had to have enough run game and enough changing of tempos and enough movement of the launch point. And Jeff Saturday wasn't the greatest individual center of all time. Ryan Dean wasn't the greatest individual offensive tackle of all time, but they were talented. They could consume a lot of offense, and they had a quarterback who could orchestrate a lot of offense. And you never sacked Peyton Manning because of it. Not because he was playing Houdini running around all over the place, but because the system accentuated the strengths of everyone on the field. And now we finally have a Bears offense that does that.
I have so much respect for Drew Brees and Peyton Manning for their athleticism in the pocket.
Yeah.
And it's a small thing, but the idea of taking a step back, taking a step forward, moving to the right, moving the one step to allow you to get to the launch point where you can make the throw. It's one of those things where how do you judge athleticism? And we usually do it with a stopwatch or seeing how high someone can jump.
Yeah.
That level of spatial awareness to me, I don't think it's factored in enough when we talk about athleticism.
It's the reason Drew Brees was able to not have his height be a setback.
Mm.
He was comfortable enough in the pocket to know where to help see the field.
I asked him. I had an interview with him. It was back in the 120 days.
Okay, 120 sports.
And I asked him because I always felt like I was seeing this play out. I said, it looks to me like you are on your toes when you throw. And he was like, yes. And that's how you go from being 5'11 and 3/4 to now 6'1 by doing stuff like that. But you're right, Layla. Like that's the type of stuff where the game inside the game stuff that's so fascinating, where people can land on what it is their specialty is as an athlete.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And, you know, the comps that I've heard you guys discussing this week between, you know, like the John Elway comp that was made by Howie Long, and stylistically one of the contemporaries, I was texting this to you in Speaks yesterday, where Dan Marino, stylistically a very different quarterback, but talking athleticism, where John Elway, he'd get out into space on the hoof and he could run past you, he could run over you. He was sort of this domineering athlete, whereas Dan Marino, he wasn't a guy who was going to show a lot of foot speed in the open field, but to the point Lawrence is making here, his movements within the pocket could be subtle and nuanced, but he could evade the rush within the cup of the pocket at a level that most guys couldn't. He had that feel. And when you think about the ball that Caleb missed to the front pylon, where he went through his reads and Roma Dunze is there and he got to whatever it was, read number three. But as he's cycling through, read one, read two, read three, you can tell he's still sped up a little bit, where just the nuance of moving under control to get there and still having a base and getting that foot pointed towards the target, where that's still an area of growth that we're watching play out in real time. And he's not there yet because he's accustomed to, after I get through the first or second read, it's time to roll, it's time to go, it's time to duck and dodge and run around. And operating from within the pocket is something that he just doesn't have as much experience with yet. But we're just seeing that consistency of improvement, and he's getting there. And for the Bears to be able to win while we're watching that play out in real time is a really cool spot for this team to be.
Well, there's the concept of A, avoiding the sack, priority number one. B, moving backward in the pocket, priority number two. Making sure it's a step back where you're planting your feet and not a chasse, as I like to use in dance. And then it's once you can move back, can you move forward, right?
Yeah.
Can you climb the pocket like you want?
Right. To climb it vertically with your eyes down the field and still have where... You know, right now it seems like he gets a little bit frenetic as he gets to that next spot. And it's almost like he's almost knocking himself down. Now, sometimes there's legitimate contact or collision that's happening in the lower body as he's standing tall in the pocket. And sometimes it's just like he's almost taking his own feet out from under him because he's sort of moving the lower body a little bit too fast. There's a little bit too much.
It's like
there's
a not cartoon as much control
to
almost. It.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
he's just trying
just
to
going.
Get ready to run.
Just
that's
in case.
What I would assume. Yeah,
yeah that like, makes sense.
And not like... offensively, just yeah, like, right. Hey, if I have to bail, might as well start where I need to be going.
Can I go back to the Bears offensive line? Since Bears. You brought up, thank you, Bears. You brought up the Colts and how systematically the offensive line was so good with Peyton Manning. Mm. With the rise of the Bears offensive line, is their rise because of individual talent on the team, or is it because of a Ben Johnson system like you were talking about with the Colts?
I mean, they have individually talented players. Like Jonah Jackson, watching him finish blocks. There's a lot of times where you can move guys because the run game isn't always successful because the O-line is physically dominating the opponent. Sometimes it is just positional where, to the point you guys were talking about a little bit earlier, yeah, you're able to get guys turned or get guys walled off and create seams for a running back to run through. There's so many cool shots this season of Jonah Jackson getting into a guy with leverage and being able to run guys off the ball and then just finishing, planting guys in the dirt 3 yards back, 5 yards back. So yeah, there are definitely individually talented players up front, but the system accentuates that so much, and it puts the defense, like I was talking to you guys a little bit about yesterday, puts the defense in this position of hesitation where these individually talented players like Darnell Wright and Jonah Jackson can now be that much more dominant. Now, Joe Tooney is not a physically dominant player. He's extremely technically sound.
Skilled, yeah,
Drew
yeah.
Dahlman is an exceptional athlete as a center, but now you see because of the angles that Ben Johnson's offense are allowing Drew Dahlman to be able to get and take advantage of that against defenders. Now Drew Dahlman is really moving people in a way, moving them backwards in a way that he's never really been credited for throughout his career. So it's a combination of both. But, you know, left tackle, left guard, center, I wouldn't say these are guys who are physically dominant for their position. Right guard, right tackle, I think, are guys who physically are able to overwhelm players with their power. And with Darnell Wright, power and athleticism he can overwhelm guys with. But left tackle to center, now the athleticism of the center is exceptional, but he's not a guy who just physically overpowers people until now the offensive system is putting him in a better position to be able to do that.
I mean, that pocket looked like a V at a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was getting 2 and 3 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage.
The running lanes for both running backs last week, the idea of not being touched as you go through the line of scrimmage is insane.
Yeah.
And the caverns that would open up for both of those running backs and then them taking advantage of it, getting to the second and third level of a defense and lowering their pads and driving for extra yards. It was really great to watch.
This group was not good enough to run a trap run concept last year.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't good enough to open up enough lane to have a cutback lane to go to.
Crack toss, though, fine.
They love that call.
But they can at least run it.
Braxton Jones' best highlights were crack toss, right?
It's true.
Short side of the field. And it wasn't his fault.
And to speak to even more to your point, Layla, this group has been so good that we haven't really thought about left tackle.
That's it. Like, that's my biggest takeaway from all of this is the fact that your left tackles can be in and out on the job.
You
like
can
this.
You can just kind of mix and match
starting tackles.
That's insane.
No, if we had said that at the beginning of the season, we'd be like, oh my god, horrifying.
Yeah. And Ben spoke to it a little bit today, where he's like, yeah, we just kind of look to see who's healthy and what the matchup is, and we fit them in. And you watch the Bears zone run game. And Big Ant and I texted him last night, and I was like, hey, we're going to talk about the run game. And he's like, all right, sure. Of course, idiot. We're going to talk about the run game. But I love watching it because you're seeing one of the big things about DeAndre Swift and why I thought it would work. Like, I went into the film room back in July looking at old Detroit run game stuff, and I'm like, this could really work for DeAndre Swift. He's good at finding, he's got good vision and can cut back. And then when you marry the zone run game with them running ISO, power, and duo, I'm like, yeah, as long as those guys know what they're doing, this could be a lot of fun. And it's worked out better. I didn't think that Manungai would be this guy. Obviously, Spiegel a stake. But damn, like, it's been fun to watch them just decide, we're just going to lean on you. We're going to lean on you for a whole half.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get desperate. And then your safeties are going to come up. And then Cole Kmet's going to just drift down the field like he's lost. And all of a sudden, it's a touchdown and the game's over.
How you like me now, Vic Fangio? Ah.
That's...
The
best way to beat Vic Fangio.
A week's
is to
worth
just,
of this guy's the greatest. I love covering Vic. How you like me now, Vic? You ain't so bad.
But, I mean, they did it though. The best way to do it is the hardest way, which is to outmuscle them.
Why it was so beautiful to watch. You knew that they couldn't stop. Like Tim Jenkins was saying, us running the same three plays. Come on,
draw.
And you can't. You can't get us.
How many draw plays do we see in that game? How many draw plays have we seen this season? More than my little 90s heart can handle.
Aww. And your poor little 90s heart?
Oh, my God. I formation draw just straight to my veins.
But the beauty of all of it is that you have someone, same things look different. Different things look the same. Here, we'll just flip the formation. Fine. That they did the way... Like I said, me and Big Ant are going to really get into this.
That's Rams 101, baby.
Yes, but just watching them go, okay, now we'll show you the same look on the right side, but we're going to have you flow to the right side, and we're going to misdirection and go back to the left. The fact that they were able to do that to them, like Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, these are real dudes. Mm-hmm. Like these are guys that eat offensive lines up, and they had them on ice skates for a big portion of the game.
And they're both super active. Like Jordan Davis moving better than he ever has. And Jalen Carter, he doesn't mind backdooring a block. Like if he feels like he's overreached by a guy to either side, he's quick enough and he's decisive enough with the movement where he can come tight off the hip of the guard and still be back in position to make a play. It's the thing I was highlighting last week when we had Bears Blitz, that matchup between Jonah Jackson and Jalen Carter. And Jalen Carter is really good. And if he does feel like a guard gets positioning on him, a lot of times you're fought to try to fight back across the guy's face, which, all right, maybe you're not completely giving up your gap responsibility, but you're not necessarily back in position to make a play. Jalen Carter, he'll just say, you know what, all right, you kind of beat me to that gap. I'm just going to go back door and still make the play before the running back gets there. But Kyle Manungai, to the point you were making a moment ago, and I think that Manungai has rubbed off on DeAndre Swift, and most importantly, Eric Bieniemy, I think, has gotten to DeAndre Swift of saying that if a crease is there, get vertical. Have the proper footwork for it to time up correctly, and then get downhill. And so when Jalen Carter's trying to backdoor it, he did make a couple of plays. Like, you know, it's not like they just shut out the interior of the Eagles' defensive front, but the couple of plays that got made by those guys were far overwhelmed by all the times they got gashed because they were outpositioned by the interior of that Bears O-line.
These two are going to have an unbelievable show today. The Twitchers already, a couple of them are talking about offensive line porn, so they are listening to you guys. And Lawrence, you indicated the running game will be discussed today. I see that smile on your face, man.
It's fun because you have someone like Big Ant here. Like, it's I can now just like lay it up to him. And there's all this stuff that we've wanted to talk about like as a show. And now we're going to have an expert talk about it instead of just me and Speegs talking about it.
They gave Speegs the day off today. We're bringing in Big Ant.
And guess what? We've got more experts on the show today too. James Big Cat Williams is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk offensive line play with him. Matt Bowen is going to join us at 4 o'clock. What do you call him? The... Intellectual meathead?
The eloquent meathead.
That's at 4 o'clock.
See it.
Chris Emma is going to give us a Bears report at 5 o'clock. Bears down here. So some people like Chris Emma. I am one of those people. And we couldn't make it happen last week, but we are going to make it happen today. And it being Packers week, who better than Seth freaking Rollins?
Let's go.
To be on the show to talk about the Bears, his Bears. So that's going to be at 425. We have got a killer show, all killer, no filler. We will start talking about Caleb, the game manager, after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.